This is Kerry Williams, and welcome to today's Picture Parenting Podcast, where we strive to mold our children into the model of excellence that we hope they'll grow up to become. Today we're going to talk about the passage in Ephesians 6:4 that says, "Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord." Now, when it came to raising my kids, I have to admit that as the more jokester of their parents, you know, Lenora, their mama, she's just the essence of sweetness. And I was kind of the one who represented the silliness and having fun and teasing. I was also kind of the more stern disciplinarian, but I would love to tease, and I even have joked many, many times about one of the greatest joys of being a parent is to embarrass your children. And I can tell you, I had a lot of times when I did that. My kids, you know, my girls, especially in junior high, and they were very sensitive about what other people thought of them. And I remember a few times picking them up in the church bus just to see the reaction on their face. And a couple times I'd do silly things like sticking out of my ears when I'm picking them up, so all the kids would look and say, "Who's that crazy guy?" I remember one time Seth was in a new school, and we were at the welcome open house type thing at the beginning, and he didn't know anybody and hadn't made any friends. And he told me, "Dad, could you go? I forgot this. Go get it." And so I ran, and I guess the way that I ran caused him incredible embarrassment because he pointed it out for literally years to come and probably still would today. But I teased my kids. And if I'm honest about it, I have to admit that sometimes I went too far, because the Bible tells me specifically not to provoke them to wrath. Now, there are a lot of ways that could happen. What could a parent do that could cause their kids to just lose it, to have kind of a justified anger? Well, first of all, I mean, if we neglect our kids, that'd be a way to do that. I mean, your kids need your attention. And parents who don't give them time, I mean, it's painful, and it's absolutely detrimental to their life and their development. They need their parents. And we tend to live in a society where we work a lot and we have a lot of things pulling at our time, but we have to prioritize our kids. And if we neglect them and then they grow up and have a lot of rage towards us, well, wouldn't that be justified? It's kind of the cats in the cradle type of syndrome. Well, Deuteronomy 6, 7 and 8 says, "You teach your children diligently. You shall talk to them when you sit in your house. You shall walk by the way. When you lie down, when you rise, you shall bind them on your sign as a hand and on the frontlets between your eyes." He's saying you need to have regular time for your kids so that they get your attention. The other thing we could do, and this list could go on and on forever, because we have to use wisdom in regard to not going overboard. While we're disciplining our kids, we're not promoting them to wrath, is we could be too harsh on them. And I see this a lot. I mean, Proverbs 38 verse 1, it says, "Rebuke me not in your anger, nor discipline me in your wrath, O Lord." And even we understand that. We don't want God to discipline or chastise us when he is in his full anger mode. And that's true with parents. You don't ever need to physically discipline your kids when you're angry. You need to calm down first. And if we do that, then it borders on abuse. And surely that's going to provoke our children to rage and to wrath. We don't need to find fault with our children constantly. You know, it'll make anybody filled with utter frustration if they just can't please anyone else. And I've seen that in some parents. They, no matter what their kids do, they just can't please mom and dad. No, we need to be parents who make clear expectations that are reasonable of our children so that they can live up to those expectations, rather than constantly being a perfectionist that can never be satisfied, because your kids are going to be filled with wrath, because that is an absolute frustration that cannot be overcome. When we refuse to listen to our kids, I know that even to this day, I tend to have more things going on than I can handle. I'm a busy guy and I try to juggle too many things. And with my wife and with my kids, sometimes they're like, you're not even listening to me. You're not even paying attention. And they're right. My mind's somewhere else. So I have to step back and focus on them. Really listen to them and hear them. If not, it can produce justified anger, justified wrath. We don't need to demand too much from our kids. We don't need to set those expectations too high, as we mentioned before. But also, we have to make sure that we don't have double standards. I've seen some kids really lose it on mom and dad because they feel that things are different for them than it is for a sibling or brother or sister, that they're treated differently. Now, this is kind of a joke in everybody's family who has children from kind of two separate eras in mom and dad's life. I mean, I'm 12 years older than my little brother, and I joke all the time about how he was raised by totally different parents. And there's some truth to that. But I will say that I had some frustration because it seemed like the standards were somewhat different. We need to work as parents to make sure that we treat them equitably, that we treat them fairly, and that we don't promote that kind of anger because of a double standard that is unfair. And we also don't need to compare our children. There's nothing that would hurt a child more than to feel like their parents would rather have a different child, that their dad would rather have a different boy that's better at sports or a different girl that's better at academics or whatever it may be. We need to always make sure we don't cause our kids to feel that insecurity, which would result in rage by constantly comparing them to others. And then, of course, we need to make sure that the thing I've struggled with is not to tease too much, to know where that line is. It's okay to have fun. It's okay to joke, but make sure that you don't take it too far, because in all of these things, if we lose our relationship with our kids, then the whole thing has been for naught. I mean, parenting is a lifelong endeavor to raise picture kids. You've got that image of who you want them to be, and you're molding them. And if you squander that by any of these things we've mentioned, by causing your kids to have pent-up rage and frustration, well, then it's all been a waste. So let's work to love our kids, to discipline them firmly but lovingly, and always to treat them fairly so that we don't promote them to wrath. Well, I hope you've enjoyed this and it's been helpful to you as you parent. We'll see you here next time on the Picture Parenting Podcast.